Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On January 16th, the U.S. Embassy in Laos donated a year's worth of essential office supplies to the Drug Control Department of the Ministry of Public Security of the Lao People's Democratic Republic, or PDR. These supplies, which included computer paper and printer cartridges, will assist the department in carrying out its law enforcement duties. Police Colonel Kampon Sihapanya, Director of the Lao Drug Police, accepted the donation on behalf of the Lao government. Major Saimung Kunsuliavung, Director of Law Enforcement for the Lao National Commission for Drug Control and Supervision, LCDC, also attended. Colonel Kampon said he appreciated the support from the U.S. government in the counter-narcotics area. All such assistance takes place under formal agreements between the Lao PDR and the U.S. government. Mr. Lacey Wright, Director of Law Enforcement and Narcotics Section at the U.S. Embassy, noted that since 1989, the United States has contributed over $45 million in anti-drug assistance to Laos. We are pleased to support the Lao PDR in its efforts to fight drugs because our two countries' objectives are the same, to rid our societies of the harmful effects of drug trafficking and illicit drug use. Past and current U.S. anti-narcotics assistance includes training and equipment for the drug police, training for drug counselors seeking to treat and prevent drug addiction, support for drug treatment centers, and activities to warn the public against illicit narcotics. The Law Enforcement and Narcotics Section at the U.S. Embassy also manages assistance programs that benefit the Ministry of Justice, the Office of the Supreme Public Prosecutor, the Lao Bar Association, and the Lao Customs Department. Support for Lao Customs focuses on training in the interdiction of narcotics and other illegal contraband. The United States is proud to work with its partner, Laos, in combating the threats posed by illegal narcotics to both nations, the East Asia region, and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.